think the Cowboys need a new head coach?
I think they do. I think that's something management, they definitely have to do to make a change. Why wouldn't they? I mean, if a player's not performing up to their specific duties, then what do? They make changes. Mm-hmm. So the head coach shouldn't be exempt from this same assessment.
You recognize the voice, don't you? You should. He coined the phrase, get your popcorn ready. That was back in 2007 when the Cowboys were getting ready to play in a big game at Texas Stadium against the Green Bay Packers. A game they would win 37-27. That's former Cowboy wide receiver Terrell Owens. T.O. caught 7 passes and a touchdown in that game against Green Bay. Wade Phillips was the coach then. Oh, the good old days. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Lambeau and Sports, my podcast here on WBAP. Regardless of what time of the year it is, the Cowboys always end up being part of the conversation. The last couple of days, the bullseye has been on another receiver, on Dez Bryant, who didn't live up to his big contract this past season. Boy, it's got people talking. Talking about if Dallas should consider releasing him or making him take a pay cut in 2018, a year where he's scheduled to make $12.5 million. You get the big money? Well, the owner expects big results. Jerry Jones, of course, owns the team. He's also the GM, while Stephen Jones is the executive vice president and director of player personnel. Stephen, sitting down with former Cowboy Nate Newton on the team's podcast called Hanging with the Boys.
The question I get everywhere I go, what's the situation with Dez? And give us as much as you can give us about Dez and how you feel about that situation.
Sure, I think the Dez, Dez situation has a lot of moving parts to it when you look at it. First of all, the relationship between the chemistry, not necessarily the friendship or that type of relationship, but the football relationship between Dak and Dez is different than Tony and Dez. His game, they kind of tailored it to one another. Yes. And then when Dak came in, he's certainly not going to play the game exactly like Tony plays
yes.
the game. And, I think it hadn't ever just quite hit on all cylinders yet in terms of how Dak and Dez, the connection works. I think it's a work in progress. I think it could improve if given the opportunity. And then, the other thing that we all see, it's certainly visible to anyone who watches our games, watches our sideline, is Dez is certainly a fiery guy.
Right, right.
Plays with a lot of emotion, both on and off the field. And sometimes that can be a distraction. It can be a distraction for Dez. It can be a distraction for other teammates. And we just have to, really get our hands around where – when you put all the full body of work together, where that's headed. And, of course, we pay Dez a lot of money. And
yes.
He knows that. He's aware of it as anybody when he talks to Jerry and myself.
Right.
And, he knows when you get paid that kind of money, there's high expectations in terms of the productivity, as you mentioned. And so those are all things that we have to look at as a team, as an organization, when we start to put our team together for next year.
That's Cowboys VP and Director of Player Personnel, Stephen Jones. One day, he'll be the guy calling the shots. But for now, Jerry's got the final say. And to listen to the boss, Dez isn't going anywhere.
Is Dez still a Dak-friendly wide receiver going forward in your mind?
Well, again, we are I've said this. I'm so proud of Dez, proud of where he is today with us. I believe Dez to be have a lot of gas in the tank. I know that we need to improve across the board with our receivers. I think we will. In doing so, it should create good opportunity for Dez.
So you expect Dez to be with the team in 2018?
Well, he's on the – everybody that we've got under contract right now, I expect to and I'm not addressing anyone, but everybody we've got under contract that's got years left on their contract, I'm expecting to be with the team.
Jerry meeting with the media down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama yesterday, and he went on and on and on. Talked for almost 30 minutes, which left plenty of time for somebody to ask a question about Jason Garrett's future.
Is it fair to say Garrett's kind of on the hot seat going into next year if they don't make the playoffs?
That's no, not. Okay. It's certainly fair of you to say it, but not to imply that in any way I indicated that. Or
right.
Certainly said it, but that just okay. isn't happening. It's
right.
It's not. It's the opposite.
Mm-hmm. But you yeah. feel like
he's
should
not
be
on
play.
My hot seat.
Yeah,
he is not on my hot seat.
Okay.
I would like for Jason to repeat as coach of the year within 24 months. And he's capable of doing that if we do good next year. So be coach of the year twice in 24 months. That'd be great.
Yeah. Jerry.
No pressure.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I would like for him to be able to do that. But it shows that he hadn't strayed too far when this time last year he was coach of the year.
Since Jerry was in a mood to talk about a number of topics, somebody wanted to know about Super Bowl 52. Will you be picking New England or Philadelphia?
Well, I don't want to get into, you don't want to talk favorites. I will say this, that I'm really proud that we have an NFC East team in there. And that does, I think, make the difference. We played them twice and know what kind of defense they've got, and frankly, wish them well.
Do you think there's that much of a gap between the Cowboys and the Eagles right now, or do you feel like you're close to what they are at this point?
Well, I really wouldn't quantify how much the gap is. I would say this, that they certainly are a better team this year than we are. And I'd like to be where they are. I'd like to have been there this year and like to be there next year.
So if I heard him right, Jerry's taking the Eagles, or at least he wishes them well. It's hard to find anybody around here, around Dallas, that will be rooting for Philadelphia to beat New England in Super Bowl 52. Pats are favored to win the game, and they probably will. But despite working here for over 30 years in DFW, I'm going to go with the NFC East team. Hey, if it can't be the Cowboys, Philadelphia would be the next best thing. Sort of like they're part of the family, right? Or at least that's my analogy. If you think I'm nuts, feel free to tweet me at LamboWBAP. I'd enjoy hearing your reasoning on going with the Patriots, and there's not a right or wrong answer here. It's just a sports conversation. It's all good. It's also, I forgot, hump day, middle of the week, halfway to the weekend. Of course, in my business, the weekend is when it usually gets pretty busy. We do have a big event coming up on Sunday, and I'm not talking about the Pro Bowl. Yes, the Pro Bowl is a big event, but in my next podcast, I'll talk about the NHL All-Star Game. Thanks as always for listening, and remember you can always catch me live on the radio, morning starting at 5 a.m. Until the next time, I'm Steve Lamb, WBAP Sports.